Bibles to Psalm 59. Psalm 59. And I'm going to read you some scripture this morning and bring you a message. The Lord gave me a long time ago, and I've never even used this thought here, but I'm going through today, since we're talking about, we're having our dogs here today. The Bible has a whole lot to say about dogs. A lot. You would be surprised what the Bible says about dogs. And this morning, I'm going to give you a little comparison. I won't have time to give it a total one. I mean, you can. There's a negative and positive, good dog, bad dog. I won't have time to get into this morning. But we're like dogs. The Bible even talks about us as Gentiles, unless you're a Jew, unless you're a true-blooded Jew, you're a Gentile. And in the Bible, Gentiles are referred to as dogs. We really are. And Jesus mentioned it several times. And like it or not, that's what we are like. Technically, men are like dogs and women are like cats. But that's right. I ain't got time to get into that this morning. That's true. The cats, they're moody. Old dog, he's just the same old sorry thing all the time. That's the way a man is. But a woman, she just, I don't want to be petted. I want to be petted. I don't want to be petted. Yeah. That's a woman. Yeah. But, ain't that right, sis? Ain't that right? But really, we're all compared to dogs. We really are. Amen? Don't you shake your head at me, sister. I'll come back there and bark at you.
Psalm 59, verse 12. Psalm 59, verse 12. Look at it. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. We talked about in Sunday school. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. That little word Selah in Psalm means stop, think about what you just read, meditate. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat. That's the way people are. And grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Now the Bible talks about dogs this morning. And the Bible talks about in heaven, it said, without are dogs. So no dogs will be allowed in heaven. A lot of people say, well, my dog's going to be in heaven. No, your dog ain't going to be in heaven. When your dog dies, that's the end of him. You just go get you another. And if it costs more to vet to have him fixed, you let him die and get you another. It's cheaper to get another just like him. And people spend lots of money on dogs. But I ain't got time to get into that neither. But anyway, title of the message is this morning, I'm borrowing from Brother Elvis, and it's You Ain't Nothing But a Found Dog. That's the title of it. Because really, that's all we are. We were lost, and now we're found. And Elvis sung about hound dog, and back when people knew what hound dogs was, and today I'm preaching about a found dog. I was lost. Felt like a lost dog out here on the highway somewhere, and the Lord found me, and I ain't nothing but a found dog. That's all I am. I don't understand why people say, well, you're a preacher. You're supposed to be. I know I'm supposed to be. So are you. But the truth is, we're a bunch of dogs that God picked up off the side of the road and had mercy and brought us in and fed us and clothed us and give us something that we don't deserve. Thank God this morning that He's found us. I'm going to talk a little bit about it. Dogs are a lot like people. It's not by accident that dogs are called man's best friend. Dogs are compared to Gentiles, and if you're just a found dog that was lost, that's all you are. Have you ever noticed how a lot of times people
by dogs.
Because there's different kinds of dogs, I'll mention in a minute, and people are like that. There's all kinds, variety of people, all shapes and sizes and personalities and everything. There are different kinds of dogs, some gentle, some snarling, yet all are dogs. And the same is with people. Some are nice, some are sweet, some are hateful, some are mean, but we're all just people, just like y'all, all dogs are dogs, you know. A dog is a dog. I know people that say, oh, my little sweet dog, he's not nasty. All dogs are nasty. All dogs. I mean, I've seen little people get little foo-foo and kiss little foo-foo in the mouth. I've seen women kiss foo-foo and won't kiss their husband. Foo-foo's breath don't smell as bad, probably. But listen, there's something wrong if you'll kiss a dog. I'm telling you, you'll kiss a dog. You're nasty. Nothing personal. I love you and all that, but you're nasty if you kiss dogs. If you don't believe that Foo-Foo is dirty, you let Foo-Foo down out there in the parking lot and watch where Foo-Foo will put his nose. And I'm telling you something, brother. They're not clean. They're not clean. I don't care how many baths you give them. They are not clean. Say amen right there. That's right. So people are like them. A lot of different kinds. They say, I don't want to preach on this, but people say it, that after a while people get dogs that look like them. Shut up right now. Mine's out there, you know, old fat boy's out there right now, and he looks more like, I'm not going to say who he looks like in here. But anyway, I have noticed that. I have noticed that, you know. You see a little woman walking down the street, and she's little, neat, and petite, little rich lady. She's got her purse like this. Her hair is curled real tight, and she's got a little dog that looks just like that. Real curly hair, manicured, I mean perfect. And then you get, you know, then you get Bubba. He comes in, he's got his overalls on, you know. He's got his old hound dog. It's just, people have dogs that are almost like them. I mean, it's scary sometimes. I've seen a guy one time, and he pulled up beside me at a red light, and I looked at him and said, Lord, his wife, it was a dog, brother. She turned around like that. It looked like a woman. I mean, but I said, Lord, that woman's got a nose on her. And it was a dog, man. And besides, sitting up in the car beside him. And I thought, well, you know, yeah, that's the day we're living in. But you know something? There's old hound dogs. There's old coon dogs. There's old lazy, droopy dogs. There's fighter dogs. There's pit bulls. There's dogs made to race. And there's dogs made to sniff out raccoons and squirrels and rabbits and everything. There's stray dogs. There's Saint Bernard. We got one out there that's, how old is Saint Bernard? 8 weeks old, brother, and that thing's already, that's a chunk of a little dog right out there this morning. There's little bitty tiny dogs, that little chihuahua, little miniature chihuahua. Lord have mercy, them things, somebody ought to just shoot every one of them. I mean, all them chihuahuas look like they're demon-possessed. And she's got a bunch of them, ain't she? Your wife's got a bunch of them. Anyway, I mean, brother, I'm going to preach the Bible whether you people take it or not. And, you know, they come at you. I've been to people's house to visit. Suddenly come one running out there. Their eyes look like they're that big around. I'm like, ha! Get away from me. I mean, them things, I don't know how God ever made such a thing as that. But I'm telling you, they are all different kinds. They are all different kinds. It was in those days when in the Bible, when Elijah prophesied, and the dogs will lick Jezebel's blood. And the dogs, men are like that. It's awful. They're dogs. You let them dogs out there this morning, and if there's a woman dog comes walking in, all them boy dogs, well, be like, that's just like some of them bus kids. That's just like some of them. I'm walking around in heat about half the time. That's what's wrong with some of the young ladies here in our county. Amen. Say amen right there. I'm going to tell you something. Men are like dogs. Amen. It's no accident that they're called that. Why do you think all them rappers come walking in, and when they see you now, they say, what's up, dog? Why do they say that? What's they say? What's up, squirrel? You know? Because they know that we're like dogs. Amen. What's up, crocodile? You know, we're not like crocodile. Amen? What's up? What's up, rabbit, brother? It's what's up, dog. And that's why they call old poop doggy dog, dog. Because he behaves like a dog, has the morals of a dog, and the only difference between us and him, we're a pound dog, he's a lost one. Amen? That's right. So don't get your nose up there like you're... I mean, you know, every dog got just enough fleas to remind me he's still a dog. Don't you ever get to thinking, well, I've arrived and I'm wonderful and I'm great. Brother, you got enough fleas on you to make us know you're still one too. But God's had mercy on us and give us a bath. You know, we worked down to church last night and we stayed down there at about 10:30 and I gave Mr. Stubbs a bath at 10:30 in the rain last night. That was the stupidest thing. I was trying to, and you can't hold him. You cannot hold him. He's strong there. And I was holding him like this, and I was squirting. He's trying to get loose like that, you know, and I was scrubbing him down, went in Chris's bathroom, got her shampoo, and I was dumping it on him and everything, and I was dumping it on like that, you know, and I squirted him down with a water hose, and all of a sudden he went, boom, 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 like started shaking all of it. It went all over me. Man, I've been to church for almost 14 hours, and I said, you idiot, you ain't got enough sense to go to church. You need to go to church. And I got him out there this morning, and I hooked him up to the back of the 4Runner, went in the house to get dressed because I had to wash my hands. He broke the rope. That's why they call him Samson. He broke the rope, run down the neighbor's house, went down there, and I throwed him in the back of that thing, and I had a morning like Brother Derek did. But anyway, that's the way people are. That's the way people are, and I will talk about that a little bit. Amen? I mean, people are like their dogs. You don't expect a big, strong... I mean, what if Big Ray right here come in this morning and he had a little poodle on it? What do you think? You think, God, that don't go with him, does it? I heard about this sodomite, this queer. He went into a bar, and he went into this bar, and he had his little dog with him, like this, you know? And he went to a bar down there in Texas, and boy, these old roughs down there in Texas, and he said, I'd like something to drink. They said, look, you get out of here. We don't serve your kind in here. He said, I'll take my dog on you. They said, get out of here, man. I told you now. We don't have this junk in here. You get out of here. He said, I'll take my dog on you. They said, look, buddy, if you don't get out of here right now, we're going to have you throwed out right now. And he said, okay, get him, Rover. And the dog jumps up and says, bowsy wowsy. I'm telling you, people are like their dogs, ain't that right? People are like their dogs. And boy, I mean, you come in, now Mose, he's got one out there, buddy. He's got a German Shepherd about that high, brother. And I'm telling you, that thing, you know, that could do you some damage. And St. Bernard, by this time next year, brother, that thing could do you some damage. But there's all kinds of different people. There's all kinds of different dogs, but we're all still in the same boat. I mean, there's the rich lady that lives up here that drives a $150,000 Mercedes, and then there's the woman in the gutter down here sticking a needle in her arm. But they're all still the same. There's the old stray out there that's got three legs, or, you know, been run over and got rabies and manes and everything else. Walking down, they're the same thing. They're still a dog. And we're all still human, people. We're all still human. Amen? We still are. Dogs are foolish creatures and unlearned. You know, what I've noticed about that bulldog out there is they're very classy. Very classy. But dogs are dumb. I mean, they're so dumb in so many things. You do know that dog is God spelled backwards. I saw a bumper sticker that said, dog is love. And the way, that's what they do in Satanism, in the Satanic Church, you spell words backwards to blaspheme God. They learn how to recite the Lord's Prayer backwards to blaspheme God. And so a dog is exactly opposite of God, and that's what we are. We're growing up, we are inherently, by nature, our flesh don't want to do what God wants us to do. If God said don't eat the fruit, Adam and Eve ate the fruit. God said don't kill, we kill. God said don't lie, we lie. We're exact opposite of what God wants us to do. And the worst thing you can possibly do is get this self-esteem junk going in your heart where you think, I'm me, I'm great, I'm wonderful, I have so much potential. Brother, you better look at yourself as a sinful creature, that's a foolish creature. You are capable of any sin in this book if God don't help you and save you. That's right. People say, oh, I'd never do nothing like that. Yeah, you just keep telling yourself that. I've heard that before. You just keep telling yourself that. You'll find out one day there's something inside you that's like a dog. Something inside you like a dog, brother. Amen? Now, a good dog is the most loyal thing you'll ever get a hold of. A dog, I mean, if you get a good one, there's been stories, we was talking about last night at church, there's been stories where dogs drug wounded soldiers out of battle to save them. There's been story, I've read story after story where somebody would be wounded or shot and their dog would run next door to the neighbor and bark and climb the wall. Cat ain't going to do that. A rabbit won't do that. A pet alligator ain't. A snake ain't a pet. A dog will be loyal if he ever gets his heart with you. And that's the way we are to the Lord. If you ever get your heart right, then you can be loyal. That dog, man, there's been cases of dogs, I'm telling you. And then there's dogs. Dogs are foolish because they won't do what they're told a lot of times. You know one of the things that I see in a dog that reminds me of me so much? And you? There are some dogs that are so vicious and mean, they have to keep them locked up. They have to keep them locked up or they'll hurt people. They have to. Yeah, now think about that. Isn't that the way we are? You know, I don't know how many people we have in the prison system right now, but it's like way, I mean, I don't know if somebody can tell me, we got like hundreds and thousands and millions of people locked up. A certain amount of our population right now is so dangerous that we have to keep them behind bars. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just like a dog. Well, you can't let that dog out. He'll terrorize. It's a pit bull or he's this, you know, and he's mixed, and everybody comes by, he snarls at them. That's the same way they do with you in prison. When you walk into one in prison, they'll snarl at you. They'll curse at you. They'll spit on preachers. They'll spit. You have to keep them locked up because by nature, they're so wicked and so vile and so ungodly. Then there's other dogs that you have to keep them locked up because they ain't got enough sense to stay in the yard. And that bulldog's like that. I thought about this a lot of times. You put him in his house, he's out there bouncing around, barking, wanting out. And a lot of times I look down and I say, I could let you out and play if you have enough sense to stay in the yard. And I thought a lot of times about, listen, Stubbs, you could be out here running around, rolling around in the grass. You could be down there at the pond watching them fish float by, getting you a drink of water. You could be laying up here on the top of the hill and looking over. I mean, you ain't never seen a sunset like Eden and Hoppy Tom. That's the only name of perfume after that. And brother, I'm telling you, you could lay out by the pool. I mean, you could lay up in the woods. You could run and have fun. But you ain't got enough sense to stay in the yard. So I got to keep you locked up. Does that sound like you? Did you know it ain't no telling what God would do for some of us if He could just trust us to behave? If I let Him out, you know what He'll do? Run straight down the hill, down the road, and you can't find Him.
Some people, God can't bless them because they will not behave. Boy, it's getting quiet in here. Absolutely will not be.
I know boys that every time you say, all right, did you learn your lesson that time? Oh yeah, I learned my lesson. They're back on dope Friday night. Did you learn your lesson that time? Yeah, I learned it that time, preacher. Never again. They're drunk next Friday night. Yeah, listen, God keeps having to just lock them up, because they will not behave. You'd get all kinds of privileges if you'd stay in the yard. You get all kinds. Listen, I'd rather run around in the yard and say, okay, I can't go no further than to have to be locked up in a little pen where I couldn't do nothing. And that's what God will do to you if you don't behave. Say amen, folks. Amen. Some dogs are fierce, angry. So wicked men have a fierce, angry countenance. The Bible said the wicked plotteth against the righteous and gnasheth on him with his teeth. Some dogs not only snarl, but bear and bite and tear in pieces their victims. So some wicked men fall upon people and cut them up and dies and stab them and mug them and steal their money. I mean, just sneak up behind them and get them. They just one dog down the road every morning. I don't know where it come from. It must be a new dog that somebody got down the road. And every morning I'm running like this down Hoppy Tom, and I'm going down through there, and I can hear that dog coming up behind me. You can hear his fingernails or whatever they are, toenails, on the pavement, and he's just running, and I can hear him coming up, and he looks like he's mixed with a little, looks like he's got a little pit bull in him, you know, got them funny looking ears, that big face. And the first time he came, I thought, uh-oh. And my neighbors, when they don't run, they walk, and they carry a cane with them. They carry a cane with them so you can beat dogs off. But I don't do that. When I'm running, I figure I can finagle around there and, you know, get away from them. And here's how I found out to deal with dogs. That thing comes up behind me like that, and I can hear him. I turn around and go, ah! And he goes like that. He goes like that right there. I said, I can be just as ugly as you are, buddy. But now, all of them you can't bluff like that. Hey, some of them you don't bluff. But I tell you, most time you take a rock, or just act like you got a rock, and do like that, and, you know, and they'll take off. I thought about that, and I thought, that's the way people are. Especially church people. Especially preachers. Yeah. I mean, there ain't many preachers here this morning. I ain't going to get off on that, but, you know, he comes up behind me. Right, and bark and bark, and as soon as I turn around, he goes like that. I know people like that. I heard this about Danny Castle. This is Danny Castle. I was like, Danny Castle, I got my turn and say, how you doing this here? Fine, how are you, Brother Danny? You know what they call that? They call that backbiting. They'll bite you in your back. You ever notice how a dog's real brave when you got your back turned to him? As soon as you turn like that, man, he tucks his tail when he's legging, takes off running like on. That's the way people are. Isn't that pitiful? Ain't it pitiful how bad off we are? We'll talk about somebody. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd say it right to this. Yeah, whatever. You say you would, but that's the way dogs are. Amen? That's the way dogs are. Some are so unruly and wild, they must be tied up or chained, or they would cause all kinds of trouble. Dogs are greedy. Greedy. How many have ever had a dog, and you throw a bone, chicken leg, or piece of pizza, or whatever, you know, out there, you know. They say you ain't supposed to feed a dog table food and all that, but, you know, once in a while I feel sorry for them. You know, we have something big left over, and I just give it to them, man. And they go, you know what a dog will do? A dog will have a pile of food that big. I mean, just eating like that right there. And another dog will come up wanting about it, and they go, hah! And it can't even eat it all, but it ain't going to let that dog have none. I've seen them don't even want it. Go over here and lay down. And another dog comes by. That's the way people are. Boy, ain't we something. Now you know why God calls us dogs. Because we're like one or they're like us, whichever. Dogs are greedy, craving, incontinent. Incontinent means never satisfied, can't control herself, greedy, that can never have enough. A dog can never have enough. That dog out there, brother, you can't fill it up. Long as you'll keep throwing food, they'll keep eating it. Have you ever noticed that? And that's the way people are. Yeah, they just, nothing ever said. You get one car, that no car don't make you happy. You get a bigger house, that's Britney Spears. That's Christina Aguilera. That's the people in Hollywood. Nothing will make them happy because they're looking in the wrong place. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, that's the way we are. We're like dogs. Some dogs run mad. Years ago, when I was growing up, they used to say, mad dogs coming down the road. They don't ever do that no more, do they? You don't ever hear of a mad dog no more. They must have figured out some way to stop that. I got my own theory. My own theory is demons went in the hogs in the Bible because they couldn't put a person to live in. There's so many people now welcome the demons in them, they don't have to get in the animals no more. My theory. Years ago, they used to say, mad dog. Y'all, anybody remember that? Get the young'uns in the house. And there'd be a dog come down the street, foaming at the mouth. All right, son, if that thing bit you, you had to go to the doctor and get 30 shots in the belly or something like that. Hey, really, you did. Anybody remember that? It was awful. I mean, my mom would say, son, get the young'uns in the house. There's a mad dog going down the road. Boy, you know what? There's people like that. There's people like that. There's people like that in this town. There are people within 20 minutes of right here that take a knife and cut my throat for just what I've said here this morning. Not think nothing about it. You better believe it. Dogs live a lazy dog's life. That's what they call it. Worthless. Dogs don't listen to what you say. They just hear the tone of your voice. I've heard people say, my dog understands everything. No, they don't. They go by your tone. And I know you don't believe this. You just haven't thought. You're not thinking. I'm trying to help you. You're not. Dogs go by the tone of your voice. You say, when I say, come here, Rover, he comes here. He knows the tone of your voice. He don't know what you're saying. Dogs can't understand English. You say, well, he knows what sit down means. And he don't know. He knows by the tone of your voice. You can call your dog in here, and he'll be wagging his tail, and you can say, you good-for-nothing thing, I'm going to shoot you. And he's scared, right? But you come here and say, come here, bless his heart, I'm going to blow your brains out. Come here, I'm going to cut your throat. He'll just wag his tail and lick your hand. You don't know what you're saying. That's right. You go out there and say, you ever turn them dogs and say, you're the best dog I've ever seen. They go by the tone of your voice. You know that's the way people are. There's people all over this town right now say, well, I'm not going to go to a church where the preacher screams and hollers at me. Listen, retard, I'm your friend. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to tell you there's a God that loves you because I don't do it in this tone of voice. You want to go hear that slick little religious guy who wears that robe and all that and says, God loves you. God loves everybody. That means this is a fake. I want your money. That's what he's really saying. You better listen to what he's saying, brother. That's the way dogs are. Dogs are shut outdoors and not let in with the children. That's the way it's supposed to be anyway. I know people that keep their dogs up so they won't mate. If they got a German Shepherd, they won't let that dog mate with anything but a German. Keep the bloodline pure. Let their daughter date anything, anybody, anyway, anyway. They got more standards for their dog than they do their own kids. Woo, isn't that sad? I ain't letting my dog get out. Them strays will get to it. If you let your daughter out, strays going to get her. There's plenty of strays out there after your daughter. There's some here today. Well, all these are sermons. I'm just giving you a little high spots here. I'm going to tell you this story and I'm through. They said years ago, this man, rich man, lived in a big mansion. Lived in a big fancy mansion. This guy came and seen him one time, and this guy looked down at him, and he had the sorriest old mangy looking hound dog laying in the floor of that beautiful mansion. And that guy said, he said, I don't mean to be rude, sir. He said, it's really none of my business, but a man of your class and everything, I would assume he would have, you know, like a big Doberman or some kind of big old, a German Shepherd or maybe a Great Dane or whatever. I mean, you know, a thoroughbred. You got that old mangy-looking hound dog laying in here. And he told him this story. That man said, well, I'm going to tell you why that dog's in here. He said, you're right. I'd never allow that dog near me. I'd never allow that dog near my house. But he said, I had one son named Jimmy. And he said, you know something? Jimmy came home one day when he was a young man, and he brought this old dog with him. And Jimmy loved that dog. And he said Jimmy loved that dog, thought the world of him. And he said, the only reason I let him stay in that house is because Jimmy loved him. I didn't care nothing about him. I didn't want him around me. But Jimmy loved him, and I let him in. And he said, you know something? Jimmy got killed. Jimmy died. He was in a car accident, and terrible things happened. Family, and he said, you know something? Every time I looked at that old dog, I just got to thinking about how Jimmy loved him and how Jimmy cared about him. And I just keep him around here in my big mansion and my house for Jimmy's sake. I heard that story, I like to shout in my head off. And I thought one of these days somebody's going to go up to heaven and they're going to say, "Where's Danny Castle? How'd that thing get in here? In this big, beautiful heaven like that." And the Lord's going to say, "You know something? He is a sorry old dog. Everybody knows it. He's a sorry old dog. But my son Jesus, you know, my son Jesus loved him. And Jesus loved that old boy so much, he drug him in here one day, and I just keep him for Jesus' sake." I'm glad this morning. I'm thankful this morning, people, that God loved me for Jesus' sake, Brother Gary. Glory to God. I'm nothing. I'm no good. I never have been. But hallelujah, he loved me for Jesus' sake. And he lets me hang around because Jesus loved me. He lets me hang around the big mansion where the king lives because my Father, who's great in mercy, loved me for Jesus' sake. That's the difference between being religious and being a Christian. I ain't nothing but a found out.
Amen.
Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Everyone stand.